Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Imogen and Olivia with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, member for Hinchinbrook, Nick D'Amato, has called on the state government to fund critical water infrastructure projects ahead of final polling this Saturday. D'Amato has said the region is in desperate need of infrastructure that would unleash its agricultural potential and save millions of gigalitres of water being lost. The Caddo Australia Party deputy leader called out both major parties, saying he was sick of seeing regional development held back by government inaction, and urged for funding to realise the potential of the Herbert River and Stone River to irrigate crops during dry season.
Queensland Deputy Opposition Leader Jared Blay is reportedly still refusing to attend today's deputy leader's debate. The LNP deputy said he was too busy travelling across the state, pushing the opposition government's Fresh Start platform to real Queenslanders. Blair's continued absence from the debate follows a week of dodging the question that culminated in Labor Deputy Cameron Dick challenging Blair to appear. Debate hosts, the Courier Mail, have said that a cardboard cutout of Blair and a spinning wheel with his favourite political sayings will take his place at the debate, which starts at 11 a.m. today.
In national news, over 150 deaths have been reported on Australian horse racing tracks over the past year. A new study by the Coalition of the Protection of Racehorses has uncovered that a total of 151 horses were fatally injured while on the racetrack in the 2023-2024 season. Over 30 of these deaths were reported in Queensland. The most common cause of death was an injury sustained to the forelimb. Representative for the Coalition for the Protection of Racehorses, Elio Chalotto, believes that this is just the tip of the iceberg.
A young boy has recently undergone surgery after a brutal kangaroo attack near a home in Victoria. 12-year-old Phoenix and his family were getting ready for school on a Monday morning when a large male from a mob of kangaroos approached him on their property. Phoenix was rushed to hospital with multiple injuries sustained from the kangaroo's attack, which he described was from clawing, scratching, and kicking from the wild animal after it pinned him down for over 2 minutes. The attack comes with recent increase in kangaroo-related injuries, which experts believe are from changes in natural habitats from fires and urbanisation.
In international news, at least 7 people have been killed and more than a dozen are still missing following a shooting on a public bus in Papua New Guinea on Tuesday afternoon. Over 20 passengers were on a bus in Angai's Legup district when men armed with high-powered weapons ambushed the vehicle, firing shots rapidly. The attack is believed to be motivated by a long-running violent feud between tribal groups in the province, possibly related to a grievance with one of the passengers on the bus. One passenger is in critical condition, while at least 17 remain unaccounted for, after a search operation was conducted by police on Wednesday night.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny. It's currently 28 degrees with an expected maximum of 32. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 8, which is in the very high band. That's all for your news at 10 a.m. Don't worry though, we'll be back at 11 with more. In the meantime, while you're waiting, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or Google Navigate to 4ZZZ.org.au.